British Sky Broadcasting presents Smoking Aces 2, Assassin's Ball, voiced by Tacey on behalf of MCS Agency. The following text is displayed. Rather than employ dashing, gun-toting G-men, most FBI employees are information analysts, sifting through millions of telephone calls, email, and data transmissions to uncover threats of violent crime, terrorism, and espionage against the United States. Occasionally, Bureau members themselves become the target of threats. These require extraordinary precautions, often including top-secret, outside-the-realm-of-normal protocol. The unintended consequences of such secret activities are known as blowback.
Is this the past or the present you're talking about? And this is real? This is a story?
This is real.
You're working on your man, Walter Weed.
Yeah, interesting career. 40 years, same division, same desk.
A woman observes data.
Is this that end transmission that's been tracking?
Yep. There's an awful lot of crypto in the carrier wave, and they're using some kind of spread spectrum.
Is that accurate? The name? Walter Reed.
Yes. My wife, Elizabeth. Daughter.
Why is the Bureau putting a close protection team on Reed?
The question is, why would they need to? Retiring, wheelchair-bound, mid-level information analyst?
There's nothing to tell.
How many enemies can this guy have?
A man works at his desk.
Tell me about April 19th. April 19th, 3 a.m. to be precise.
Am I in some sort of trouble?
No, Walter, you're in very specific trouble. Bureau Intel has decoded credible data that a multi-million dollar contract has been put into play by parties as yet unknown. Unconfirmed information is that this is an open contract and that multiple assets may be involved. Confirmed information from our good friends at BICAP have the termination date, April 19th, 3 a.m.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
And you said termination date.
Your termination. You're the target. Tomorrow's the day you're supposed to die, Walter.
Oh, this is some kind of a gag, isn't it? Abrams is behind this, isn't he? Right. For my retirement
this
party?
This is an assassination market. Normally, this level of asset engagement is associated with heads of state. Mubarak was a market target 4 years back.
Hamid Karzai, more recently.
You're talking about people of great importance and power. What do I have in common with them? Why would I be a target?
That's what we want to know, Walter. So tell me a story.
Zane Baker, FBI supervisory special agent, leans back in his seat. Then the blood-splattered production credits and film title appear. A nun is shown walking down a church aisle. She passes the empty pews. The image splits into two. They include the side view of the nun, along with an oncoming one. A priest is kneeling at the altar, eyes closed. The nun is approaching him from behind, her hands clasped in front of her.
You asked to see me, Father.
He turns.
I thought we should pray together, girl. Pray together and ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. You do want God's love, don't you?
Of course, Father.
But then you know what you must do.
The nun removes her wimple. She gazes at the floor, auburn hair flowing down her back. The priest watches her undo her habit. He continually wrings his hands, his breath is labored. Letting her outer clothing fall to the ground, the attractive nun stands clothed only in bra, pants, suspenders, and stockings. She kneels in front of the priest, who is unbuckling his belt. The priest clasps her chin and tilts it upwards. Bending, he kisses her full on the mouth. He then recoils, staggers away, and falls to the ground. He grasps his chest.
raised by the parents of the children you took liberties with. As penance for your sins, they've asked for nothing less than your life.
Stepping over him, she removes a clear strip of poisoned plastic from her lower lip. Discarding it in a tissue, she washes her fingers in the Eucharist.
Sometimes, true forgiveness has to be forced upon us.
Ariella Martinez dresses herself in blue silk. She turns, wielding a knife, as a man steps out behind her.
An unknown individual has put a bounty on your head. It'll draw every animal who can point a gun, wield a knife, or crush a skull.
Sublime, as always.
This individual, the unsub, contracting this hit, is likely a major player in international assassinations. It's not likely that we'll know the size and scale of the threat against you, but we should be ready for anything.
I've been employed and entrusted with a responsibility. What would happen to the world if we all abandoned our responsibilities, Marty? Chaos. That's what would happen.
Yeah, I understand that. All right. Believe me, I do. But everything has a price, right? And I can pay. I'm talking $2 million. Okay, fuck that. Look, I could get you more. A lot more. My brother, Morris Meckland, he's got this client. Buddy Israel, he's got shitloads of cash. 2 days, and you'll have the money. Just 2 days, please!
We don't have 2 days, Marty. We only have now. The Mayans and the ancient Egyptians practiced brain surgery. But it was Dr. Walter Freeman who perfected it. Depending on the position and the depth of the iceberg. One can neutralize pain, the language center, or short-term memory.
The ice pick's implanted.
My eye! I can't see! Jesus, God, what the
different
fuck?
Different parts of the brain, different results.
Wait, $3 million! I can get you $3 million!
The cerebellum controls speech, Marty, not your hearing. So listen very carefully.
Don't do this.
The people that have employed me have already paid me. And once I've been paid, I see the job through.
No!
Otherwise,
you don't have to
chaos.
This is like an open casting for killers. Every sociopath in the known world looking to pick up a paycheck is going to be coming out of the woodwork.
The surgeon has knocked a multitude of ice picks into the man's skull. His surgery is located in a beautiful house by an expanse of water. He answers the phone.
McTeague.
I have a job for you. Are you free?
Free, no. Available, yes.
Our intel's still in the assessment phase. What we're finding is that these assets show no allegiance to any individual government or political ideals. They're just cold-blooded killers.
A truck approaches a naval facility.
How was the old swabby? Ring a bell, did he?
Lester Tremor.
Doctor said they's holding our stash in an armory just inside the depot.
You know, I heard that most Navy recruits have had at least one homosexual experience before they's even midshipmen, so sis, I was wondering, I mean, was his deck gun firing, or... I mean, maybe he was banging you while he was thinking about Popeye's forearms.
Lester, why don't you just admit that you want this sweet little package all to yourself, huh?
I admit I wouldn't mind.
Oh,
fucking
touch come me. On, come fucking, on now.
Fucking dirty paws off of me.
Don't you know, boy, the danger in blood relations?
Yes, sir.
Double fuck the Confederacy. That's how we lost the Civil War. You think I want a whole slew of kids running around whose eyeballs are touching? Because you can't keep your hands off your sister?
Let her have it.
Baby boy Tremor.
Time to get serious. We're gonna acquire some fire.
The truck rams through the security gate, all guns firing. A handbrake turn spins the vehicle to a halt. The Tremor family open weapons boxes and remove the hardware within.
That's a mini! 4,000 rounds a minute! Let's go! Swing right! Shake a leg!
Caitlin receives a call on her mobile. Walter and Zane.
Why?
There's a theory.
that this has to do with some code that you cracked, some piece of cryptology that is meaningless with you alive but invaluable with you dead.
I am only medium security clearance. Any top secrets that are disseminated are deemed declassified long before they ever cross my desk.
Walter, we can head scratch the semantics of this all day, but the clock is ticking.
A bald, scar-faced man regards his watch. He wanders over to a man on a surgical bed whose face is covered in wax.
Oh, my God, my face! The call of my face! Please, my face!
He rips the wax mask off the struggling man and discards it. He walks away. The man on the bed runs his hand over his own face.
I thought you were going to cut my face. You're not going to cut my face, are you?
No, the face is sacred. But if through it.
Most of these operators we know by deed only, but they will be cold-blooded, ruthless professionals.
Laszlo Soot receives a fax.
The Bureau has mobilized my team with the express purpose of protecting and thereby extending your life. And that's a good thing. I trust these people with my life. And we're asking you to trust us with yours. Agent Damari, counter protocol.
Agents Abrego and Nicholas, transport monitoring.
Sir?
Agent Redstone's going to be in close protection detail with our SAC.
Hey. You'll be moved to an undisclosed location until the deadline and the bounty expire.
What is the price?
$3 million, that is good. For $3 million.
I killed my own mother. What should I do? A lot less than that.
God, I got $3 million? I can't imagine what I would have done in my life to warrant
Walter. We're never going to collect. You just give us the word and we'll go all the way to the wall for you.
The surgeon is booking a flight for Chicago on his computer.
The exact time of kill
is a non-negotiable point. April 19th, 3 a.m. Any deviation from this timeline nullifies any form of payment.
The fax for Laszlo has hand-scrawled instructions on it. He screws it up after reading.
You just have that money waiting on the 20th, sugar, and I will have something sweet waiting for you.
Walter regards the FBI team.
All right, Agent Baker. Life is in your hands.
Walter and Zane shake hands.
Keeping our subject alive depends in no small part on the secrecy of this op. We are ghosts, gentlemen. We do not exist. We're completely off the clock on this one. We're all being paid cash, tax-free, in an effort to leave absolutely no footprint. You all know Agent Damari. He'll be in charge of Overwatch. Agents Williamson, Osterberg, will be in charge of sniper and recon at location. Colin will be down on the street. Jules and her team will be our sole point of contact within the Bureau.
We're Overlord 24-7. We'll have real-time sat images, local news and law enforcement feeds. Anything happens in or around you, you'll know about it immediately.
All this trouble for me.
Why this guy?
I suppose I should be flattered if somebody wanted me dead so badly.
Great men attract great enemies.
Well, I hardly qualify. I shot a gun once on a range in Quantico. At a paper target.
Well, I've fired hundreds of them hundreds of times. Don't worry, Walter. We promise not to let things get too exciting.
Our location will be unknown until we touch down. That means we'll be traveling signal-free. That's no cell phones, PDAs, nothing that receives or transmits. If you got them, give them up.
And all forms of ID as well. Remember, none of us exists as of this moment.
So what? Things go sideways? No pension?
Well, you fucking eat, won't make a pension anyway.
The FBI team and Walter travel by night in the back of a van.
minus 30. I'll see you in transpo.
All right, immediate mount, mobilize. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Doc, serious about that pension, man. I got a kid. You know that.
Fuck, it's too long. They can't take your pension away. No, I should do something completely horrible.
Don't you remember Cabo? With the soap?
I'm only 32. In charge of this unit. Somebody up there likes you. You're soaring up. And I'm headed down.
You must have some pretty amazing memories, though. Anyone in particular stick out?
Meeting Ronald Reagan. I can only imagine it must have been like Moses going up the mountain, God coming forth. He was a colossal figure.
God?
Reagan.
Sorry.
Okay. God was colossal too.
It is early dawn in Chicago. The back streets are sparsely populated, and the buildings appear neglected and downtrodden. A neon sign flashes, XXX, open 24 hours. The agents pull up in the back of the liquor van. Two of the guys jump out. They are carrying boxes.
Okay, gentlemen. Recon takes up station in plot's position. We don't breathe until they say it's good.
The two men head to the roof of a building. They unpack and assemble long-range rifles and place a small foam mat on the ground. Laying on it, one agent checks out the surroundings using the aim. The other uses binoculars. They sweep the entire area from the bridge to the van.
Good to go. Clear to offload, over.
Zane leads the rest of the team out of the van. He scrutinizes the surroundings.
What you got for me?
Rocket fuel.
They've arrived at the Little Jazz After Hours Club, Chicago, Illinois, April the 18th, 6:30 a.m. The men wheel in a large stack of boxes. They remove the sides to reveal Walter in his wheelchair sat in the middle.
Thank you. I want you to meet Special Agent Malcolm Little.
Welcome to Little Jazz. These are my agents you guys are going to be working with. This door is your first line of defense out of what, essentially, is a bunker.
A section of the wall pulls away to reveal a secret area behind it.
Gentlemen, you're looking at a little piece of history. Turn of the last century, they built freight tunnels throughout all of Chicago.
Transport butchered steer. Back in those days, these tunnels were swimming in blood. And if it wasn't the slaughterhouses using them, it was the bootleggers running guns and liquor.
A split-screen image marks the passage of the agents as they descend either by lift or by the stairs.
These tunnels used to connect the sewer system. They sealed them shut in the early 50s. 1955, Ike's administration came through and built the bunker.
Sorry, Ike?
Eisenhower, rookie?
Jesus, who hired this punk? It's not on an iPod. These kids haven't heard of it.
Nah, don't let them ride you, Nick. If you don't give it back tenfold, they'll eat you alive. Next time Red messes with you, ask him about Gearbox.
Gearbox?
Yeah.
They walk up a short incline to a bunker door.
Gentlemen, the main bunker. You know, truth be told, it used to be a private speakeasy for Sam Diane Taglia during Prohibition. Later on, one of our most wanted, Primo Sparazza, let's take his girls in there, get his little geriatric shimmy shake on.
What evac points are available to us?
Well, that's the good and the bad. It would take more munitions to bring down my doors than level out Chicago. But it's a warrant. There's only one way in, one way out.
Not too crazy about that.
You guys got enough food and booze to last you about 6 months. Plus, you have complete surveillance. Upstairs, corridors, and outside the club. Seriously, you'd have to be suicidal to take a run of my spot.
Walter,
what do you think?
Well, I think I'm about as safe as it's possible to make me.
What do you got here?
That would be a spite hole.
Jesus, Saddam rented this place from you?
Wow. You're that impressed, Rookie? Why don't you jump down in there?
Sorry?
No, don't be sorry. Just get down in there. Give us a demonstration. Come on, Rookie. In the hole. Go on. Get in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right after you explain gearbox.
Oh.
Oh, Rookie fights back.
Hey, who the fuck told him that?
That would be me. I figured he ought to know the kind of man he's working with.
You fucking...
No, hey, it's okay, you didn't follow through. It's the follow-through that matters.
Still, he nearly fucked the tranny. A she-he, bro, that's gotta fucking leave him on!
You girls want to play grab-ass, you do it on your own time. Not mine. I need you right and tight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Let's load in and station up.
Yes, sir. Fucking guineas. You get them to Chicago, they get brave.
I'm not mistaken, he sounded a little racist.
Easy, the guy's a fucking hard on.
No, you fucking bully, you get the horns, right?
Walter sits in his chair contemplating. Then, stilt walkers and clowns are shown in the streets, waving ribbons as they pass a board reading Rising Waters. It is 11:43 a.m.
Minotaurs.
Minotaurs are cloven-hoofed creatures of mythological origin. You mean miniatures.
Yeah.
Get you go! You know what he meant.
Yeah.
Y'all be careful, them clown fuckers can be dangerous. And the little ones can be lethal. I always make it a point not to cross swords with carnies and harlots. But we can use them little boys as a face side, so there we are. Yeah. They're Satan's little secret agents. Collecting souls on the side. I saw one of them little bastards levitate one time, took the heart right out of a Great Dane. Oh, I ate his hole just like that.
You seen what?
Yep.
Where'd you see that? Now, that must have been a sight to behold.
Yeah, sent me running from my Bible.
You still take comfort in them fables, Daddy?
Don't you blaspheme, boy. Never too old to put you over my knee and beat a reckoning into you.
You still scared of clowns, Lester?
I ain't scared of them, per se. Just very mindful of their movements, that's all.
Fritz Tremor grins and winks at baby boy. Then, the Tremor truck races into the circus area. They pass a young lad enthusiastically licking a massive lollipop. An explosion follows. And then, the Tremor truck speeds away with one of the circus vans in tow and the angry circus folk running after them.
Card tricks?
Oh, a little. It's playing cards themselves that I'm interested in. They're based on the old tarot deck. Cards that were used for foretelling the future.
Can't tell you how handy that's going to come in down here. You don't really buy into that old world gypsy bullshit, do you, Walter?
The psychologist Carl Jung had a different term for it. Synchronicity. The idea being that all of nature is interconnected in such a way that the past, the present, the human mind, through an act of random sampling, if you will, can predict the course of future actions.
What's that thing I heard? It's like the deck itself is like the days of the week, something like that?
Well, there's four suits for the four seasons, 52 cards for the weeks in the year, and if you add up the pips on every card in the deck, it totals to 365, the number of days in the year.
All right. Where's my card? Ace of spades. It's not in here.
It's not there?
No, it's not.
Well, why don't you look in Agent Baker's pocket?
Zane finds the ace in his top pocket.
Not bad. That's good. Keep playing all that.
How the hell'd you do that? I can't tell you that. It'll spoil it.
Open files lay scattered across the floor to an empty apartment. Ariella Martinez discards a coat to reveal a tight black leather corset. Throwing back her hair, she pulls small crescent-shaped knives from the stomach area of her corset and instantly throws them into a door nearby.
What are these government-issue playing cards?
I had them made. You probably think it's silly.
Not at all. You love your country, you've dedicated your life to it.
Zane puts down the cards.
You want bald eagles on your playing cards? I think you've earned it.
Zane gets up and walks away. Walter turns over the Joker. Then, sat in the back of a moving car, the surgeon checks his equipment. He flicks open a cutthroat razor. He sorts through various false identities. He places an FBI agent card in his wallet. He inspects the bullet chambers of several revolvers, and then he places them inside his jacket. Finally, he assembles a stabbing instrument with a barbed point.
And a baby boys. Man, make them happy.
Gentlemen, should have a real nice crowd in here tonight. Cats playing tight.
Yeah, who's that?
Well, the featured soloist is his brother named Little. Got mad skills on the horn. So how long you guys gonna have a lockdown in here?
We'll hold out through tomorrow. This thing's got an expiration date on it. After that, it won't be worth anything to go after. They gotta find us first.
Even if they do, they ain't getting down there.
You going back to D.C. after this?
Nah, man. Working on this alias for this project I got in Vegas. Next year. Cat like to call Beanie. Ghetto retard. Barely educated. Brought up in a gang environment.
Oh, that should be a pretty easy transition for you there.
What? I fucking hate hip-hop.
You hate hip-hop. Come on.
Oh, what, a black man can't hate hip-hop? I bet you tell me my favorite food is watermelon. I just can't live without chicken, huh? Just gonna snatch up my brother badge if I ain't bumping some hip-hop.
You putting words in
my
mouth.
Hey, man, listen to me. Hip-hop is the unwanted bastard son of superior musical forms like jazz, blues. These kids don't know anything about Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie. But hey, when it's required of me, I'll be pulling hoes out the club, flashing knots and nines on these necklaces. You know how I do, pimp.
Like I said, it should be a pretty easy transition for you.
Agent Dumari leaves the jazz club. It is 3.07 p.m. He approaches the Hotel Destino. He passes another agent in the street.
A little too convincing, Colin.
Fuck you.
Excuse me, keys to 409, please.
Excuse me? Of course, sir. Sorry. I'm still new.
The hotel receptionist is Laszlo, wearing the face of the man he earlier killed. The agent enters a room. He walks over to a window.
Colin, what do you got?
All clear down here.
Good, good. Just stop short of blowing strangers for bags of crack.
I'm sorry.
Ostenberg has a view.
Wide open and whisper
quiet.
All right, keep it prime, keep it peeled. All clear here, Baker.
Copy that.
Let's get all around sit reps over 20.
Copy that.
Hey, how's my advisor on doing?
Fat and getting fatter?
Fucking fatty.
Hey, hey!
Hey, watch it.
Stay up to go flab, Abrego.
Sit reps every 20.
Ariella drapes a dressing gown around her shoulders.
Evening, neighbor. I'm Troy from next door. I just want to make sure that you got settled in all right.
I'm okay, thank you.
Beautiful woman like you in a town like Chicago. As your neighbor, I just wanted to extend every hospitality I can.
Hmm. What's that hospitality consist of? Was it Troy?
Mm-hmm. So many things.
You like to get loco, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
What about experimenting?
Oh, baby, I'm at your disposal.
No, you will be.
What do the cards say, Walter?
Wish I knew.
Yeah, I never could get into cards. My grandfather, he would sit at the kitchen table and just while away for hours. Always seemed a bit more of a time killer to me.
Well, that's not surprising. You're a man of action. Cards are more cerebral.
Are they now?
So do you have family, Walter?
Walter pulls a photo from his pocket.
It's my wife, Elizabeth, and my daughter, Mary.
Wow.
Oh, they're like mirrors to one another.
Your wife is beautiful.
There you go. That's mine.
Amelia.
I never figured you for a father.
You almost seem shocked.
Sorry, pardon me.
No. That right there is my pride and joy.
So were mine. Tractor trailer on the Beltway. Lost control.
A reenactment of the crash. Walter becomes distressed.
I lost all the things I love. But through all the horrible, horrible things we have to go through, I still find that one thing worth living for. What's that one thing?
Sir?
Zane turns his head.
I'm sorry, Walter.
Dumari is watching out of the window. He rises on hearing a knock and cautiously goes towards the door. He pulls out his gun.
Who is it?
He opens the door. The hallway is deserted. He checks it out. On re-entering the room, he realizes the knocking is coming from his wardrobe. He opens it and peers inside.
Who's there?
He is shot through the chest and falls to the ground. Then Laszlo enters. He has now removed his mask. Zane's on the phone.
Miss me?
Oh, girl doesn't want to seem too eager. Go secure Freight Crypt. Line secure.
What's on the grid?
Nothing. You're completely spectral and your location through everything we've been monitoring is spotless. But we did find something on our mystery man.
It's been on the radar for about 3 years and he's been a very busy boy. Brokered at least 24 high-profile contract kills.
This guy has worked schoolboy hard to shield his ID, but I think we got a name. I mean, most likely an alias.
Hal Luco.
Hal Luco? Okay, do me a favor. See if you get any cross corollary hit with VICAP.
Check right wing stop. Or, you know, those limbo assholes. Just like the boys used to dig.
Never been that lucky. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe nothing. I just got a gut thing on this one.
You got it, honey.
In your heart forever?
You've always had that.
Bye. This town's got more tons than Ho Chi Minh's whorehouse. One city's a war and a wicked and depraved.
Speaking of depraved, you lay upon me again. I'm gonna shove that RPG where the sun refuses to shine.
Remember old Bobby Dubappy all down on Tulsa? Well, that shit stain got himself Keisha from the RPG.
Did they fire it?
They fired. Well, I'm telling you, boy. I mean, if you took the time now, the bother, to stuff a collapsible shoulder launch RPG in somebody's bomb hole. Don't you think he'd fire it? I mean, what'd you feel? Just a little let down if you didn't? Why, out? She put it up there in the first place.
I don't know. You got your thumb up there most of the time. Why don't you tell me?
Y'all are real at each other right now.
I don't pay him no mind. His brother G's and brother Darwin up the stairs, eh?
Now he thinks he's fit maybe to take over this clan.
I'd rather be incarcerated than have to sit here to listen to your jibber-jabber.
Yeah, I can see that. You last about 1 minute up in the pen. Yeah, you'd really be reckoning with your feminine side.
Yeah, there's gonna be a reckoning old boy right there.
You gonna be reckoning old boy.
Back in the bunker, Walter regards Zane.
You're worried about something.
A lot's still in concrete between you and anyone that wants to get to you. A name did come up, though. Hal Luco? Ring any bells?
No.
Never heard of it. Never came across your desk?
I have been involved in that level of intel in quite some time now, but if I was, I would have cross-referenced it. A name as distinctive as Hal Luco.
Hal Luco. Walter, if you know anything...
Oh, sorry, I wish I could be more helpful.
Ariella is walking beside a building wearing a red shiny miniskirt and long open coat. As she walks, she turns her head.
Hey, hey.
Hey, neighbor. I knew you were working, girl.
No. Slow down,
sir. Hey, I just got paid, okay? Make this shit happen.
Wait. Try.
Try what?
I like to be seduced, Troy. I like to be kissed. Slowly.
I think yours went for the mouth.
She kisses him fully on the mouth. He staggers backwards and falls to the ground.
Think of all the grateful women who will spare your charms.
She walks away from him.
Look, maybe it's not just about weed. Why the 19th of April? What's the significance of that?
Oh, well, that's going to take some real time, sweetie. A search that brought up, I'm going to get the whole world back.
Well, press it, okay? Something feels off.
I ran Hal Luco by him and he had no recollection.
Well, I did get some preliminary kickback on that name cross-check, but potential link to what looks like some kind of
veil or shadow op, codenamed True Patriot.
True Patriot? Now, where'd that data come from?
It's just a random hit off this right-wing militia blog, which went off post 9/11.
Okay, dig it out for me, will you, Beth?
We always do.
Thank you for our watch tomorrow. You copy?
Dom, sit rest. Where you at?
Laszlo is disguised as Agent Dumare.
Dumare, you copy? Dom.
All clear here.
Good. Let's hope it stays that way.
All right, boys, we're getting into the witching hour. That's when the party starts and the people go home and go to sleep. Let's hope for the best and expect the worst. I want you to keep your shifts rotating. The next 3 hours are critical. Anything looks out of place, I want you all over it. Keep your mind tight and your step light. Beck her out.
Laszlo puts on the jacket. He gets up from the bed and leaves the hotel. Walter turns over 4 aces. Laszlo walks outside. It is 12:33 a.m., April the 19th.
Hey, man. Brother out.
Laszlo passes the undercover agent. He goes inside the club. Inside, the music is just starting. Laszlo sits down at a table. A waitress appears. The surgeon turns as Ariella enters. She walks over to him at the bar, standing beside him. As the surgeon lifts his drink to his lips, he notices Laszlo. Agents posing as waiters talk into microphones. It is 12:45 a.m. The Tremors arrive.
Remember that, honey pie? 3 a.m., 3 million. Put fear of God in them.
You'll hear me coming, Daddy. Lester, you just try and keep your hands off your pecker now.
What can I get for you?
What are you offering?
That depends what you have a taste for.
And if my taste runs toward musicians who happen to have their own club?
Hey, that makes you an Epicurean.
Excuse me. White Good in CY8 Records. I just listened to that set, man. Very impressed.
My man. Welcome to Little Jazz.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to meet the band?
Sure.
All right. Enjoy the show.
Little takes the surgeon to meet the musicians. Ariella appears disgruntled. Laszlo stands. Caitlin Tremor enters the underground tunnels.
A one, a two, one, two, three, four.
Caitlin uses a torch to illuminate her way through the tunnels. Laszlo regards Little as he plays the saxophone. The surgeon goes back to the bar.
Too much oil.
You use too much oil. You're wearing Cahokia, which is a good fragrance for you. But it's being ruined by the oil.
Bravo. You're very good about the perfume, but I don't use oil on my skin.
I didn't mention anything about your skin. I think it's on the gun you're wearing.
He leans closer.
I think tonight's going to end very badly between us.
It is 2:07 a.m. The Tremor truck pulls up near the club. The FBI agents on the roof observe its arrival.
Overwatch, we got a vehicle pulling up?
Like a low-rent Cirque du Soleil type thing.
It's being towed by a garbage truck.
That pretend street urchin smells like John Law from here. Probably a couple of hawks on the roof. It's time to set your brother loose.
Baby boy is in the back of the truck with two clowns. He strokes the head of one.
Dom, do you copy? Overwatch.
What's wrong with this thing? I'm not getting anything.
Overwatch, do you copy?
Copy that.
Check it out.
Copy that.
The tramp agent walks across the road to investigate. One of the roof agents is shot by an arrow.
Astagfar! Dumar, I got an agent down.
The other rooftop agent is killed.
Engines 2, Cowboy 0.
Okay, so we got some things on the date.
April 19th. On current or planned events, we do nothing. But historically, Baker, some stuff came up.
Oklahoma City bombing took place on April 19th. Both the Bay of Pigs and the siege at Waco ended April 19th. And what a lot of Americans don't realize is that April 19th was originally Patriots Day.
But, Baker, April 19th was the day that Weed lost his family.
Turning, Zane regards Walter, lying on a bed.
Jesus Christ.
What the hell is True Patriot?
From what I can glean, some kind of reverse PR campaign against the United States.
On or around the time of widespread international criticism of the U.S. government.
So we already look bad and this is supposed to make us look worse. Okay, what kind of ops are we talking about?
Torture of prisoners in U.S. custody, all photographed, radiation poisoning of a Russian official by the CIA.
Murder of an Iraqi family, supposedly by a U.S. soldier, and the bombing of a subway in an allied country in order to sway support against the Iraqi war. All carried out under the banner of True Patriot.
Prisoner torture, that's Abu Ghraib. Radiation poisoning, Litvinenko. Iraqi family murders, Mabudia killings. Train station bombings, Madrid subway attacks. Look, I want you to dig deep on this. Okay, I want bank accounts. I want anything and
already
everything.
Already done. We got
classic shells offshore, so no one who wasn't staring at them would ever connect them to True Patriot. They're similar to the tracking accounts as Hal Luco characters using to go after Weed.
Walter makes the Ace of Spades disappear.
Nice. Ostable!
The tramp agent is attacked by Baby Boy, but then killed from above.
Hey, don't shit yourself, son. It's just me. I look like that dude, the one in platoon. He's a sniper. One shot, won't kill.
Ariella sips her martini.
All these gentlemen callers competing for your attention.
I like the single life.
Look, this situation. You know what they say. Two heads are better than one.
Bigger targets. I don't need your help.
Then why haven't you killed me already?
The night's still young.
Following her map, Caitlin locates an electrical box in the tunnel.
Well, hello, handsome.
The electric box is locked by a padlock. She strikes it with a hammer. It falls to the ground. She places a bomb inside, arms it, and then walks away.
Walter, why didn't you tell me that today, April 19th, is the day your wife and daughter died?
It hadn't occurred to me. Someone says you're gonna die, the last thing you think about is the date.
Something's not right here, Walter. You know, some people, they get a trick knee before it rains. See, I get this twinge in my gut, and it's never let me down. And right now it's telling me either you or this situation is full of shit. Which
That's
one
outrageous,
is
outrageous,
is it,
Baker?
Yes. And I resent what you're implying. I have given the better part of my life to this bureau and my country. You have no right to speak to me this way.
Hey, Paisan, you check out that Latina bar, man. Sexy as fuck, but, man, I don't trust it. It's got this serious-ass Black Widow vibe type thing. I don't know about her bullethead boyfriend either. Dom.
I'll keep an eye on her.
What's with you, man? You okay?
I'm fine.
All right, man.
Removing a cover, Lester reveals a surface cannon.
Come on, come on. Move your sorry ass. Time isn't wasted. All right, buds. Fire in the hole.
The underground fuse box explodes.
What the hell was that? What? Where's our generator?
Are you serious?
Zane regards his watch in the flickering light. The club lights are also flickering.
Everybody be cool. Little power outage. Happens all the time.
Go with me on this.
Everybody freeze! This woman's a wanted criminal.
Who the fuck are you?
Mike Gooden, FBI. I've been following this woman for 3 days. She's a wanted murderer. I get Baker on the line.
Baker, you getting this? Baker, do you copy? Dom, did you get a movement order on this? Is he with you? Man, fuck. Everybody relax. This fucking second. Deep breaths, dry palms. We're gonna take care of the situation. I want everybody within the sound of my voice to place their weapons on the ground. Slowly.
Fingers hover on triggers. A clown is launched into the club. He rolls on the floor and then explodes. Everyone commences firing and taking cover. Laszlo stands beside the fireplace, and others are behind sofas or the bar. Dust fills the air, and rubble is strewn across the floor. Outside, the Tremor brothers jump gleefully.
I believe we's ranged!
Nino! A second midget clown is loaded into the cannon. He is strapped with dynamite. Inside, the mayhem continues. Standing behind the bar, Little shoots again and again and again. The action is slowed down. The shots are in slow motion. The clown smashes into the club through the door. The clown explodes. The surgeon pulls Ariella out of the way and Laszlo dives to the floor. It is now 2:46:09 a.m.
Someone's compromised this operation. We were invisible. We were fucking invisible.
In the club, Laszlo has been shot and finds blood on his palm. Little shoots a shotgun towards him. One of the female waiters fires her revolver at Ariella. As the auburn-haired assassin reloads, the surgeon takes over firing.
Wait! Wait till it's safe!
I'm not playing a place safe!
Ariella makes her way across the club. She fires guns with both hands, straight out, and then crossed across her chest. Her shots find homes in the shooters around her. She pulls out a knife and aims it at the FBI agent before continuing her flight. Ariella takes out an FBI chef. She rolls over a table. Reaching the stage, she is shot in the back. The surgeon rushes over, using his flick knife to open the shooter's stomach as he travels towards her. He shoots at Little, using the dead man as a shield. And then, once at the girl's side, he discards his weapon and scoops her up into his arms. They leave. The Tremor brothers arrive. They shoot up the bar with their automatic guns. The surgeon carries Ariella into a storage room.
I should have listened to you. My strong suit.
It never was.
Laszlo escapes to the kitchen.
Warren, where is my overwatch?
Nick, Link's still down, sir.
Can anybody up there hear me? Osterberg, Abrego, somebody.
Copy that, Chief. Our door is still sealed.
Locking mechanism ineffective. You hold your position. You kill anything you don't know. You understand me?
Jules, overwatch is down or dead. I need full response. All available agents. I repeat, full armed response.
Copy, Chicago field office deploying now.
Send me everything you got. We're under siege.
I'm on it. Are you okay?
No, not at all.
Baby Boy is having fun with his gun. Lester and Father drop to their knees. Baby Boy fires in a continuous circle, collecting corpses as he aims around the room. Spent shot cases form a pile around his feet. Dad gets up and kills the bartender.
Hey, get this one out!
Lester shoots a missile at Little.
Ow! That's no fun!
savage who's gonna kill us all, Shepard Brown!
Ow, goddammit!
And that's for taking the Lord's name in vain!
I've been shot! I've been gut shot! Brago, please. Things come dying out
here. Baker, I got Damari on the other side of the elevator door!
Open the goddamn door!
He needs medical attention immediately!
What the hell's he doing down there? Dom, what are you doing in the bar? Why aren't you at your post? What's he doing?
Abrego, keep that door sealed.
Eyes
on! What are you talking about? He's hit. He's in a bad fucking way, man.
Stand down, Abrego.
Bullshit. What are you fucking nuts?
We gotta get him out of there.
Not until Baker gives me okay.
Do not open that door.
I'm feeling cold. And I know that's really bad.
The surgeon leans in to kiss her. She removes the poison sack from her mouth. He kisses her. She dies as their lips touch. He leans away from her and gently smooths the hair from her face.
Tears no more for you, my love. I fear no more fear, no more fear. I'm in love.
The surgeon rips off his tie, takes out his gun and primes it. It is now 2:52 a.m. He re-enters the club. Baby boy is giggling. The surgeon flips the catch on a grenade and throws it towards baby boy. It explodes smoke into the surrounding air. He fires into the protector vest on baby boy's front. He fires until the gun is out of ammunition. The pair rush each other. Baby boy lifts the surgeon into the air. The surgeon thrusts a timed bomb into baby boy's side. Dad and Lester fire at the surgeon. The surgeon dies. The bomb inside baby boy explodes, and he falls to the ground. Dad and Lester slowly walk over to their fallen kinsman.
Oh, dear me. Baby boy. It did real good.
There's time for tears, Daddy. This ain't it. And there's money for the taking. $3 million worth.
Dad wipes tears away and stands.
Do not open that door.
Get away, man.
Now! Fucking Dom, for Christ's sakes! I am not letting him die! 3 feet from
Stand me. Down now!
The two agents fight.
Franco, this is
Hold
a
on, Dom!
Do not open that door!
You understand me?
Huh? I'm coming!
Laszlo kills the agent. Lester and Fritz sprint towards the opening. Laszlo fires at the men as they race towards him, and he closes the lift doors. The Tremors run down the stairs, firing into the lift as they do so. Agents stationed below fire upwards.
I've got gunfire in the stairwell!
Proceed with extreme prejudice. You are our last line of defense.
Laszlo fools the agents into covering him and then slips away almost undetected. One agent turns, a quizzical expression on his face. He follows Laszlo.
Jules, where's my backup?
They're en route.
But Zane, listen to me. The
Jules, the ceiling is coming
the
down.
The assassin's target is...
We'd all have extensive government kill sheets. Wet work for Uncle Sam.
So you're saying that they
targeted U.S. government agents before?
No, that's
just it. All of the vendors have been classified liquidator and at one point or another have engaged in illegal covert activity for the U.S. government.
Do you hear me? They've
worked for us.
Jules.
Shit!
The agent cautiously stalks Laszlo. The tremors are still shooting in the stairwell.
You've been lugging that damn rocket around like a half gang of fucking bar mitzvahs! Shoot that sucker! Hold her back for a second!
Any of you want to see my sister's tits?
The tremors fire a rocket.
I'm always direct to response. It's 20 out. Local P's on site three. Just stay on it! Get my line back up!
It's 2:56 a.m.
The fuck is that? Sir.
Zane approaches the screen.
Businessman.
I'm here to negotiate with Mr. Weed. Stand down, relinquish your weapon, and get in the prone position.
If you don't let me in, your mind's no use to me. No deal!
Oh, God damn it, Bake, open the door.
Shut up! Sonny, he's losing blood.
No matter what you do, I will not open this door.
You kill that man, I swear to God, I will hunt you down, repeat.
I will hunt you down like a dog and kill you if it's the last thing I do.
I'll make sure that it ends.
A rocket is fired at the door. Laszlo was thrown aside.
Let door hold?
It's got to. If our intel's correct, 3 minutes is roll credits. If he's not dead at 3 a.m. exactly, there's no payment.
Cheer up, Houdini. You're about to live through this.
Caitlin is hit.
No.
Zane fires, and Caitlin falls. Zane rushes over to Walter.
Walter, you okay?
Yes.
Nick!
Oh, come on.
Oh, shit.
Okay. No. Cover his chest. Cover his chest. Wound, right here. Wound. Okay, look at me. Breathe. You okay?
What is happening?
No, you're okay. No. Lay down. Shh.
No, just breathe. No.
Come on, Nick.
Come on. Fuck!
Only Zane, Red, and Walter remain alive.
Get out of luck.
Walter is by the door.
This is a dead man switch. There's enough C4 explosives wired to my chair to bring down this entire bunker. If I release this button, it detonates the explosives.
Okay. I can take them.
Whoa. Hey, take 3 steps back, okay? Stand down. So hold on.
Requesting permission to terminate target.
No, Red, stand down.
It is a goddamn suicide.
Red!
A dozen men are dead.
Red, no!
Zane shoots Red's leg.
All right? Everything's cool.
Red, you okay?
Do I look like I'm fucking okay? No, you just shot me.
See? Red's okay. Walt, you're a government official. You're about to murder your own.
For the greater good. There are men outside that door that are wanted enemy combatants directly aligned against our country. They have engaged in the most heinous acts ever perpetrated against the United States. In 40 years, I have never had the opportunity to do anything heroic.
What
Doctor, this isn't heroic. This is sanctioned murder. You're sweeping up for somebody, Walter. Okay, Al Lucco fed you a line of bullshit, and now they're using you.
I am not being used. I lied to you. I am well aware of True Patriot, a vicious coordinated assault by animals like Finbar McTeague, conducting tortures in the name of American interests. He stages these sessions, photographs them, and disseminates the pictures around the world. And Ariela Martinez, mercenary, well-versed in exotic poisons and toxicology, she liquidates a Russian dissident with radioactive poison used only by the U.S. military.
The Russian dies horribly.
Laszlo's suit, he murders an Iraqi family and pins it on a U.S. soldier. Those crazed hillbillies, the Tremors?
The True Patriot is a fabrication. Al Lucco made it up.
They blew up our train station in Spain. It swayed a major election, voted in a liberal president, who then pulled his support on the Iraqi war.
191 people were killed today, and more than 2,000 were
trained targeted by the bomber, were either in station or in
cold-blooded mercenaries and killers in open warfare against our government. They have been sent a contract on me to lure them here, where I can terminate all of them.
Okay, Walter, wait a minute. Everything you know about True Patriot is a lie. Yes. Al Lucco, whoever the fuck he is, he's been planning on using you for months, maybe even years in advance. Yes, Walter, they planted these stories. They stitched them together to get you here to this moment. It's a blowback, Walter. Everyone you mentioned, all those enemy combatants, yeah, they've done some sinister things, Walter, but on behalf of the U.S. government. And now they want them dead. Do you see what's happening here? This isn't about patriotism. This is about eradication.
No.
And yes, and that's what they're doing to you, Walter. Don't let them.
No.
Don't.
My wife and my daughter were taken from me. By what? Chance? Ideas live on, Agent Baker. People don't. And when I roll out that door and detonate these explosives, I join the grid of destiny. I will be remembered. I will be history. You have a choice. Destiny's plaything or an avenging angel.
Don't do this. Please don't do this. Walter, please. Fuck.
Walter opens the door and throws a smoke bomb into the corridor beyond. Zane drags Red out of the way.
Come on!
The Tremors fire into the room. Zane jumps into the bolt hole, trying to pull Red in with him. A bomb blast closes the hatch and blows Red beyond reach. The fire explodes, and the blast fills every corner of the building. Darkness falls. Lights flicker on and off. Lester finds his father.
Help me, boy! Help me! Help me, boy!
I'll help you, you old fucker.
He shoots him. Zane gets out of the bolt hole. Golden and smoky shapes sway around him. He starts at every sound. As if in a nightmare, everything is surreal. Time has no relevance. Images overlap each other. Sound is muted. He makes his way towards cold natural light. club is littered with corpses. He makes his way towards a doorway and staggers out into the street.
Sir, you okay?
Little has also survived. Little reclaims his battered saxophone. Squatting down, Zane picks up the clown's helmet and foam nose. He squeezes blood out of the nose. The Chicago police arrive.
He's gonna go.
I'm Angel Baker. I'm in charge.
Don't move. Get down on the ground. Get down on the ground now.
He's FBI. You four, lock this place now. Check for survivors. See Lester Young that way yet.
Agent Baker, I'm Special Agent Anthony Behar. I know you've been through hell, but I'm out of time. Where's Walter Wheat?
He's dead.
You can verify that. You saw him die, you saw a body.
He blew himself up into a million pieces.
I want to ask you one more time. Did you see a body? Did you actually see him die?
He was sitting on enough C4 to level downtown Chicago. He was a suicide bomber. There's no body to recover.
You have reason to believe that Walter Weed was Hal Luco.
What?
You think Luco was some sort of cleanup man, taking care of old assets like the Tremors, McTeague, Laszlo's suit, in order to eradicate any link to True Patriot, anyone he dealt with personally. There's an element of shadow government behind it, CIA, NSA, Agency in the Black. It's unclear, but you and your men were used. Cooperate.
Okay, wait a minute. My team did an extensive background check. They tracked Weed all the way back to his childhood. He worked for the agency, for God's sakes.
It was all fabricated. Luco paper disseminated information to the agency to create the illusion of Weed. Now, Luco isn't even a real name. It's short for Helietus Leucocephalus, Latin for bald eagle.
You want bald eagles on your playing cards? I think you've earned it. The assassins, the money we were tracking, where did all that come from?
As Walter Weed, Luco had access to Bureau Intel. Everything we'd been working on domestically. As Hal Luco, he was privy to more than his share of CIA ops. We were a week away from proving the connection between the two when this happened.
3 million, that is good.
How could he get away with two identities? Working at the highest level of intelligence.
Luco is a ghost, a will-o'-the-wisp. Now you see him, now you don't. That's why I need to know, did you see him die? Are you sure?
How could he survive that blast?
Bending down, Zane retrieves a scorched ace of spades. A bald eagle is on the back of the playing card. He remembers pertinent moments. Walter's card tricks, the tremors firing into the room, Walter's empty wheelchair.
How the hell did you do that?
Can't tell you that. It'll spoil it.
Zane stands.
Son of a bitch.
Zane strides away. The emergency services are working the area. Laszlo and Lester make their getaways. A reporter is on the scene.
Southside bar owner Malcolm Little had no idea this morning that his place of business would be the scene of a massive gas leak explosion. Firefighters are on the scene.
A mysterious man strides away. He approaches a car. He opens the door and gets in. His face has been hurt by the blast. He puts on a hat. Walter closes the door and then starts up the car. The car begins to pull away. Zane shoots Walter head-on through the windscreen. Zane turns and walks away in the rain. The following words are displayed. On March the 10th, 2009, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh alleged the existence of a covert U.S. government assassination ring. It is a wing of our special operations community that is set up independently, he explained. They do not report to anybody. Congress has no oversight of it. Hersh did not mention whether any of the assassins used exploding clowns. The image of the street pulls back, as if viewed on a surveillance camera. Multiple images are then displayed, side by side. Finally, the Statue of Liberty and the New York waterfront are shown. The end. To take it from me, but I know